The Ukrainian authorities say they've set up more than 4,000 points of invincibility across the country, makeshift heated tents in many cases where people can charge their phones or have a hot tea or coffee. Large parts of the country remain without heat or power after Russian airstrikes on the energy grid in recent days. I've been speaking to our Europe editor Tony Connolly, who's in Kyiv. He just visited this morning one of those centres. I asked him what he saw.
Well, there are hundreds of these new centres that have been set up around the city of Kyiv and thousands across the country. That's certainly the government's target. So these are centres that will provide heat and power and connectivity and tea and some foodstuffs and toys for children to play with. So basically, if there's a prolonged blackout, people can come to these centres. Now, the one we visited in Kyiv is a pop-up centre, as they're calling it. It's simply a thick tent that is put up and it has all the resources needed. Now, this was put up next to a fire station because these are municipal operations. They're run by the state emergency services. So we went in there just to talk to some of the people to see why they needed these centres, because of course Kyiv has had major power outages now over the past 3 days. I spoke to one student who was in the centre and he told me why he had gone there.
I'm here because I don't have a light, electricity more than 3 days, and I need to charge my phone, my power banks, because I need to communicate with my family. My family not in Kyiv. I live here alone. I'm studying university, and I need some electricity.
Is this a big help for you to have this here?
Yeah, of course, because I don't have some my friends that have maybe generator or something. And these places where provide some electricity is where help us, because it's a very big problem when all a city don't have electricity. I don't have water for 1 day. It's very fast to fix it. I have a cold water and warm water. Stores start working without electricity, only for cash. With food and water, not a big problem. Only problem with electricity and free time, because I'm working in IT sphere, and all my work is a computer programming, and there is nothing to do.
Can you work here?
No, because I need a very powerful computer. There is problem to charge phone because it's very low power. Yeah.
And you also spoke, Tony, to a woman in the centre, a teacher who's been teaching children remotely. I suppose nothing particularly unusual about that in recent times. But her particular story was quite remarkable.
Yes, there was a woman there who's a teacher. Now, she had a laptop with her and she was actually teaching children online, so you could see the children on her screen. It's like a Zoom call. But these children were actually in occupied territory, the occupied part of Kherson region. So she was teaching them Ukrainian, and these are Ukrainian children who are under Russian occupation, where they're being forced to learn Russian, and Ukrainian, being taught Ukrainian, is either frowned upon or forbidden. So this woman in this tent in Kyiv was teaching children remotely the Ukrainian language, giving them language classes. That's an extraordinary situation to be able to do that remotely. And it just struck me that it was something that has echoes of hedge schools in Ireland, where you still have to teach children in their native language, despite the pressures of occupation and the pressures of the Russian presence there.
Yeah, reaching behind enemy lines to deliver those lessons, really quite remarkable. What, Tony, at the moment is the situation now in relation to water and power supplies in Kyiv? You know, how many people are without these essentials? How many have had them restored?
Well, according to the authorities, the water has been restored to all of Kyiv at the moment. This is after at least 3 days where there was no water supply. Now, some residents are saying that they have water, but it's quite weak. Because what happens is, with the airstrikes, the power is knocked out. So that means water pump stations are knocked out as well. So this But overall, the authorities are saying that water is restored to the capital, but about 50% of the capital is still without power. And that's a situation that engineers are still trying to rectify.
Now, we know that NATO countries are continuing to supply assistance to Ukraine, but there's something of a controversy today in relation to Patriot missile defence systems, which are being supplied, or at least were offered by the Germans to Poland. Is that right, Tony? What's been happening there?
Yeah, so Germany has a set of Patriot air defence missiles. These are highly effective American-built air defence systems, which they offered to Poland following the incident of the stray missile that landed in Poland about 10 days ago and killed two farm workers. Now, Poland said, thanks very much, great to have those, but why don't you give them to Ukraine, or why don't you give them to us and then we'll give them to Ukraine. Ukraine needs them a bit more. The German defense minister then, Christine Lambrecht, said that Germany's Patriot missiles were intended for use only on NATO territory, and any use of these missiles outside NATO territory would require prior discussions with NATO. But then the Secretary General of NATO, Jens Stoltenberg, came along and said, actually, the specific decisions on where those units are located is a national decision, so it's really up to Germany. So a bit of to-ing and fro-ing there. Obviously, some discomfort in Germany about providing Patriot missiles to Ukraine. We know in the past Germany has been somewhat squeamish about providing a lot of heavy weaponry to Ukraine, although that has changed in recent months. But this is a slightly awkward discussion now between Germany, Poland and Ukraine, of course, who would very much like to have those kinds of systems.
Our Europe editor Tony Connolly speaking to me earlier from Kyiv.